Good evening. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
6:06 p.m.
Whoops, thank you. Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Main Izzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
He's excused.
Thank you. Ms. Mancini Wright? Ms. Mancini Wright? Ms. Pirelli-Silkoff?
Present.
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Mr. Rivera?
Present.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
And Ms. Wobno? Ms. Wobno?
Just to confirm, Kristen, are you there?
Kristen, are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Ms. Chairman, you've got seven people present. Excuse me.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. There are no changes. Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Tina. Can I have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number five, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number six, transfer requests. Brian.
This is Brian Hall, the finance director. So some of these requests today, I'll just give you a little bit of background, and then if you have any questions, feel free to jump in at any point. The first set of requests comes from the Senior Center. As you know, they got a new kiosk system. So this is some of the additional costs for that, key tags, security monitor they're looking to put in, as well as some office supplies that they need. In addition to some building maintenance expenses for alarm repairs and fire doors and other things. Fortunately, Bond will be able to absorb all this within her existing budget by some of the money she saved on salaries, with fewer hours, with some of her part-time help, and on the instructor's line, where she's obviously going to spend significantly less money. For fire, the Comcast bill has come up again. You know, we have historically probably spent around $19,000 each year. I'll talk with Gary about this, and we're renegotiating the deal with Comcast based on all of the city properties that are utilizing Comcast, and that brought it down significantly. Now, we're still going to need the transfer because at this point in the year, he was pretty much at his total, and so anything he spends going forward is going to need money for it, but I'm hopeful that the new costs and the new negotiation doesn't, you know, we won't have to be doing this again next year because the budget is only $12K.
I just had and I don't know if you wanted me to ask at the end or at
jump in whenever you go.
For firemen physicals, we're not leaving that budget line short, are we?
No, he anticipates that everybody that needs a physical, wants a physical, is getting a physical, and he should still have this money available to pay for costs. All right.
Okay.
The special working balance is an area of budget where we put a bunch of money that we expected to have to pay out once we finalized many of the new contracts. City Hall being one of them at the time last year. The police contract is the other big one that was in flight that was recently signed. So this isn't every department that's necessarily going to need an adjustment. It was all the departments that I could kind of easily identify. I felt confident the staffing, you know, realistically wasn't going to change between now and the end of the year. And it was able to project out, all right, based on that, this is what we're going to need. At least for all the City Hall departments, that's what was done. For the police, this is the actual amount of the retro pay that went out the door. There will still be potentially more money, but the police is difficult to forecast out with all of their open positions and what goes into overtime and whatnot. So, and with Brian Grogan at FBI training, there isn't really anybody who kind of is familiar with the budget as he was to help assist with this. So for now, we're going to catch up on everything that was retro for sure that's going out the door that they're going to need, and I'll likely have to come back to finish this up for the balance of the year. And then the last big bucket is legal. So, you know, like we continue to spend a little bit more than budget on legal. There was a lot of contract negotiations this year. As I said, police, they're currently still working on public works. So the work is not done. They're going to continue that. We're going to need more money for labor counsel. And then in general, just legal services as Rich continues his efforts to clean up the city and just do the normal process that that he's being asked to do, reviewing contracts, reviewing RFP. You know, we tend to send a lot of things to legal to review, and you know, he gets paid by the hour, so it is adding up. But that said, I think what I'm removed from is the citywide properties. So this is a bucket of money that we really haven't historically used. It, you know, could be used to demolish a property, but at this point we've got that big blight fund, like we've talked about in the past. So realistically, there isn't even necessarily a need for this in the operating budget anymore. It certainly isn't anything that we would be spending for the rest of the year. So that was an easy one to move that money out of citywide properties into the budget working balance. And then obviously you can start to move it from the working balance into the legal bucket. So those are the transfers for this month. Is there any other questions?
On the citywide properties, do we have a blight committee? Do we do anything as far as blighting a property, taking steps to either have them clean up the property or liens on?
Yeah, so absolutely. So there's been a blight program within the city for many years. I think the challenge over the years has been the enforcement side of things, where, you know, we charge $100 a day in blight fines, but there hasn't exactly been the collections there, nor any kind of repercussions if these things are ignored. And that's really where Rich has focused a lot of energy, is going after the folks with huge blight fines. Typically, they may also have tax fines and, you know, foreclosing or taking some sort of legal action in order to start to either negotiate or recover all of these fines for the city. And then as he does, that goes into the blight fund, and all of the legal expenses associated with that are also being taken out of the blight fund. So
has there been any recovery of funds?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm waiting on another check for over $250,000, but I think all in, it'll be over $400,000 this year in recovery from blight monies.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have questions? Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate the explanation too. It's very helpful. Okay, with that being said, no counts, no questions coming forward. We're going to move to the line item request for transfer. From the Senior Center account regular salary, the amount of $5,000 transfer from account number 4418-51610, transfer to line item 4418-55000, expenses from the Senior Center. Is there a motion to approve that transfer?
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Bimini, I approve.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number two, from the Senior Center Department, account instructors, the amount of $10,000 from line item 4418-53280, transfer to line item 4418-54301, building maintenance for the Senior Center. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, I'll motion.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Ashley, I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, fire. From account fireman physicals, the amount of $7,000 from 4203-53540. Transfer to line item 4203-55310. In the fire department for Comcast. Is there a motion on the floor?
Jose motions.
Motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second.
Seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, budget working balance. From account special working balance, transfer in the amount of $69,532.32 from line item 5020-58505, transfer to line item 4201-51610 for police regular salary. Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, budget working balance from the special working balance in the amount of $5,419.19 from line $0.92. That number is $5,419.92, transferred from line item 5020-58505 to line item 4109-51610 from the mayor's department, regular salary. Is there a motion on the floor?
Jose motions.
Motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second.
Seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number six, transfer from the budget working balance, special working balance, and the amount of $4,178.33, transfer from line item 5020-58505, transfer to line item 4177-51610, economic development, regular salary. Is there a motion on the floor? Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Tina, I'll second.
Seconded by Tina. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, a transfer from a special working balance in the amount of $1,883.44. Transfer from line item 5020-58505. Transfer to line item 4141-51610, Human Resources, regular salary. Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Ashley, I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, transfer from the special working balance in the amount of $2,872.42. Transfer from line item 5020-58505. Transfer to line item 4214-51610. City Hall Maintenance, regular salary. Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, transfer from account Citywide Properties in the amount of $60,000. Transfer from line item 4430-53425. Transfer to line item 5020-58500, budget working balance to working balance. Is there a motion on the floor?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion. Item number 10, transfer from working balance in the amount of $50,000. Transfer from line item 5020-58500. Transfer to line item 4139-53020, legal, for legal services. Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second.
Seconded by Jen. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, transfer from working balance in the amount of $10,000. Transfer from line item 5020-58500. Transfer to line item 4139-53025, legal, for label from account labor council. Is there a motion on the floor?
Ashley, I'll motion.
Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. That concludes all the items on the agenda except for adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Tina, I motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Bimini.
Seconded by Bimini. Thanks everyone for joining, and I will see you next meeting. Meeting is adjourned at 6:25 p.m.